may I decree that you may, you may increase, may you give the Lord an all of you and none of me. Is but my heart cries for love. The end is proof that you may decrease that you may increase, may you be the Lord of all. May I decrease that you may increase, may you be the Lord. Breathe upon everyone here this morning, and let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I appreciate everyone here this morning, and I believe it is the day the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad. You're welcome. Bring you greetings from the United Kingdom, London, England, where we had the most amazing glory conference, more like a healing and deliverance crusade, and God was glorified. We'll show you the clips of them shortly, of the crusade shortly. And before we receive the anointing of the Spirit of Wisdom, we shall be looking at the subject, Understanding Wisdom. Understanding Wisdom, part 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 1, it says, who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? He said, a man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 10, he said, if the iron be blunt and he does not whet or sharpen the edge, then he must put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Our objective this morning is to understand what wisdom is. What is wisdom all about? Say, who is as a wise man? And then to understand the secrets of wisdom. As Christians, we are qualified and positioned to access wisdom because of, among other things, three reasons. We are qualified, we are positioned to access wisdom. Number one, because our God is the all-wise and the only wise God. He is the all-wise and the only wise God. So if we are his offsprings, wisdom is our inheritance. The all-wise, the only wise God. In the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 25, Jude has only one chapter. He said, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Someone say a loud amen. Psalm 104 and in verse 24. Psalm 104 and in verse 24 he said, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. In wisdom. The earth is full of thy riches. So, we are connected to the only wise God. To the all wise God. To the only wise God. And by virtue of that connection, we can have access to wisdom. Number two, the Bible is the wisdom bank of God. The wisdom bank of God. And by connection to the Bible, the fact that we have the Bible, we can have access to the wisdom of God. In 2 Corinthians, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and in verse 15, 2 Timothy 3, and in verse 15, it said, and that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. The Scriptures make wise. The Scriptures make wise. And by connection to the Scripture, we can be wise. Thirdly, we are qualified for access to wisdom, thirdly, because the Bible contains the stories and life accounts of proven people of wisdom in Scripture. We have stories of people like Joseph, people like Daniel, who are proven people of wisdom. So out of their lives, we can glean wisdom. In Daniel chapter 5 and in verse 11, speaking about Daniel, it was said, there is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Talking about Daniel. So because we have a God who is the only wise God, the all wise God, we have a Bible that is the bank of wisdom, and we have the life accounts of people and stories of wise people in Scripture, we are qualified to walk in wisdom. Somebody here today, wisdom shall be your portion in Jesus' name. Say it louder, amen. Having said all of that, what then is wisdom? We saw five definitions in the morning service. Maybe I'll go through it very sharply. I might not go through all of them in detail, but you can go through them. First of all, we said that wisdom is knowing what to do, doing what you know, and getting desired results. Knowing what to do, doing what you know, and getting desired results under given circumstances and situations in life. Number two, that wisdom is an identifying and engaging in the most profitable course of action within a given set of options and alternatives. You have options, you have alternatives, but you are trying to identify and engage in what is most profitable. It is called wisdom. Thirdly, we said that wisdom is the solution-oriented, productive engagement of the mind for the handling of life's problems and challenges. The solution-oriented, productive engagement of the mind for the handling of life's problems and challenges. That is, what do I do to calculate my way out of problems? We looked at that in the last service. Number four, we said that wisdom is living, functioning, and acting with a clear plan, picture and plan of action in view. You are living, you are functioning, you are acting with a clear picture and plan of action in view. You are not just living at random. That is wisdom. And then number five, we said that wisdom is openness to counsel. You are open to counsel, open to knowledge, open to insight from people wiser than you, so that your life can be stressless and sweatless. We said all of this in the first service, and we may not be able to go into them in detail because of time. Now, we have five other definitions of wisdom, and which is what we shall go in detail. Number one for this service, which is literally now number six, is Wisdom is profitable and resourceful living through reasonable thinking and action. Again, wisdom is profitable and resourceful living through reasonable thinking and action. Your life is profitable. Your life is resourceful because you are thinking reasonably and you are acting reasonably. There are people who think unreasonably and who act unreasonably. That is not wisdom. What is the meaning of that? The meaning is, wisdom is the engagement of reasoning for the amplification of results. You are engaging your reasoning to amplify your results. The engagement of the reasoning for the amplification of results. So it is profitable and resourceful living through reasonable thinking and living. In Acts chapter 6, verse 1 all the way to verse 7, we saw a situation in the days when the number of disciples was multiplied. The Bible said there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason, it's not reasonable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Somebody say amen. I see somebody's result about to explode like never before. Can you say a louder amen? So in the realm of wisdom, you ask yourself, is this reasonable? Is this reasonable? Does this make sense? Reasonable thinking, reasonable acting, action. Is this reasonable? If it is not reasonable, discard it in favor of what is reasonable. This is wisdom. So wisdom is profitable and resourceful living through reasonable thinking and action. Number two, this is very important. Wisdom is the maximum utilization of life's time, energy, and resources. Or rather, the maximum utilization of life's time, energy, resources, and abilities for purposeful existence and destiny actualization. Again, wisdom is the maximum utilization of life's time, energy, resources, abilities for purposeful existence and destiny actualization. The maximum utilization of lifetime, energy, resources, and abilities for purposeful existence and destiny actualization. That is, you maximize your time. You maximize your energy. You maximize your resources, financial and otherwise. And you maximize your abilities and potentials so you can live purposefully. And so you can actualize your destiny and become who God wants you to become. That is, by the operation of wisdom, you don't waste the time of your life. You don't waste the energy of your life. You don't waste the resources of your life. You don't waste the abilities of your life when you operate in wisdom. Everything, time, energy, resources is purposeful, purposefully applied. Wow, this is what to me one of the best definitions. No wonder, I'm sure that was what David had in, Moses had in mind. In Psalm 90 verse 12, when he said, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Help me not to waste my time. Help me not to waste my life, so I can live in wisdom. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, and in verse 16, Paul the apostle had that in mind. When he says, see then, that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wise people invest time, invest energy, invest resources, invest their abilities and potentials for that which will help them become everything God wants them to become. Unwise people waste time. They waste energy. They waste resources. They waste abilities in that which will produce them nothing. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. I announce to you today, the time of your life, the grace of God is released upon you not to waste that time. Can somebody say aloud, amen? Is anybody getting anything at all? Are you getting anything at all? Number three, wisdom is living in today with tomorrow in mind. You live in today, but with tomorrow in mind. Wisdom is living in today while planning for tomorrow. Semicolon. Living in today while planning for tomorrow. Let me give you the summary of this definition. Wisdom is using the blessings of today to handle the burdens of tomorrow. Using the blessings of today to handle the burdens of tomorrow. In the realm of wisdom, you don't waste the resources and the abundance of today in today. You don't waste them in today. That was the wisdom of Joseph in Egypt. 7 years of plenty that will be followed by 7 years of famine in Egypt. And Pharaoh was being counseled on what to do. And the counselor was the wise Joseph. Genesis 41, verse 33. All the way to verse 40, where he said, now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh. And let them take food in the cities. Keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for the store to the, for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Somebody say a loud amen. Using the blessing of today to handle the burden of tomorrow. Hear me. If God has blessed you, it is his plan for his blessing in your life to be perpetual. If God has ever taken you up, he never plans for you to crash. If God has ever taken you to the front, he never planned for you to lose your place at the front and return to the back. His favor can take you up, but his wisdom keeps you there. His favor can take you to the front, but his wisdom keeps you in the front. His favor can make you big, but his wisdom keeps you big. That was why the Bible said in Acts chapter 7 verse 10 that God gave Joseph not only favor, but wisdom. He delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and what? Wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh. Favor brought Joseph to see Pharaoh. Wisdom kept him in the palace. If Joseph had no wisdom, he would have returned back to the prison. But favor brought him out. Wisdom kept him out. Favor brought him to the palace. Wisdom kept him in the palace. I prophesy to someone here today. Wisdom is coming your way. If you have known the top, no devil shall take you down to the pit. If you have known the front, no devil shall take you to the back. If you have known the blessing of supernatural supply, no power shall make you to know scarcity and shortage. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive the wisdom to remain on top, to remain in front, to remain blessed, to remain relevant. I receive that wisdom now. In our place, they said it is not good for somebody to be known twice. That is, they once knew you big, then they are knowing you poor. It's not good. They once knew you normal, then they are now knowing you mad. It's not correct. Accept if they are knowing you for the better. Except if you were known poor and now they are knowing you rich. That's okay. But a reversal is not correct. Am I speaking to somebody here? A reversal is not correct. Whatever will reverse your breakthrough and reverse your prosperity and reverse your favor and reverse your lifting, I declare it canceled right now. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. What is wisdom? Number 4, which is now number 9 in this service. Wisdom is the capacity to utilize what is available in order to realize what is desirable. The capacity to utilize what is available in order to realize what is desirable. Let me say it another way. It is the capacity to move from where you are with what you have to where you desire to be. This is where I am and this is what I have. But this is not where I want to be. That capacity, that strategy that moves you from where you are with what you have to where you desire to be is called wisdom. You remember how Jacob had the flock of Laban, and from that flock he built his own flock without stealing, without lying, without cheating. in Genesis 30 verse 37 all the way to verse 43. You see that example. What is available to realize what is desirable. Another example was the example of Jesus, or the example of Jesus, how he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Moving from where you are with what you have to where you desire to be. Turning that 1 million into 10 million is called wisdom. Turning that 10 million into 100 million is wisdom. Taking that congregation of 100 people and then turning them to 10,000 people in a short time and impacting a community with that is the wisdom of God. Is God speaking to someone here? The capacity to move from where you are with what you have to where you desire to be. It is called wisdom. Now, and I'm not talking of moving like that using ungodly principles. That's not what we're talking about. It has nothing to do with ungodly principles. It's not like I need a job, so let me give my body that I have and sleep with a man so I can get a job. That's not what we're talking about. That's demonic, satanic wisdom, iniquitous wisdom. It has nothing to do with that at all. We are talking about walking and living by principles within the framework of character using the available to achieve the desirable. That is wisdom. Somebody say amen. There are people here. God will show you how you are going to use 5 loaves and 2 fishes to meet the needs around you currently. God will show you how the little bottle of oil in your house, like the wife of the prophet, how that little bottle of oil in your house can begin to be multiplied to meet your needs. God will show that to you. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Finally, number 5. Or number 10 now. This is very academic. Wisdom is the capacity to minimize stress and maximize success. True focusing on core leadership responsibilities is the capacity to minimize stress and maximize success. True focusing on core leadership responsibilities while delegating operational areas. No, I told you this one is academic. Yes, go ahead. It's the capacity to minimize stress and maximize success. True focusing on core leadership responsibilities while delegating operational areas to available and capable human resources. And I am talking from nothing else but the counsel of Jethro to Moses. You are minimizing stress. You are maximizing success as you focus on what only you can do, while you delegate things that others can do to them. Available people, capable people, while delegating operational areas to available and capable human resources. Do you know the meaning of that? You do what only you can do, while others do what they are best suited to do. You do what only you can do, while others do what they are best suited to do. In the family, in my house, in my home, I do what only me can do as father and husband. My wife does what she is best suited to do. The practical attention to children, both father and mother will do that. But there is an extra mile for the mother. That was why what is used to breastfeed children when they are born was not handed over to men. It was not handed over to men. Otherwise, men will forget the children and just say they are too busy with work. So is the baby crying there? Just tell her I'm coming. Tell him I'm coming. Hallelujah. Even in the office setting, see me on the altar preaching now. I cannot stand there as the usher. I can't stand there as the choir. I can't stand there at the back of the camera. We can't stand there and do. So there are things that I can do alone. And there are things that others are suited, best suited to do. When that happens, stress is reduced. Success is enlarged. Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Stand on your feet with a shout of victory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I think that this will enter management books. It's practical. So you do. That was what the apostle. We cannot abandon the word of God to serve tables. We have been wired to preach and teach and pray for the people. Let us select people who will take the practical care of the people. Acts chapter 6 from verse 1 all the way to verse 7. When that was done, everything exploded. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Lift your right and say, Father, I receive the wisdom of God to do what I alone can do and to let others do what they are best suited to do. I receive that grace and that wisdom and that ability right now in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. I am happy that this was well understood. Because while I made that point, I was wondering, I hope this is not too academic. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 18, verse 13 to verse 23. That was the counsel that Jethro gave to his son-in-law Moses. Don't wear out yourself by handling and attending to everybody personally. Ensure that you do only what you can do. And then delegate the other things to others, so that you don't weary out yourself and weary out the people. Moses hearkened to that counsel, and that changed everything. Somebody say a loud amen. Now, what have we said in this service? Can we go over them again concerning wisdom? First of all, we said that wisdom is profitable and resourceful living through reasonable thinking and action. And secondly, that wisdom is a maximum utilization of lifetime. Life's energy, resources, and ability for purposeful existence and destiny actualization. You are saying that by wisdom you don't waste the time of your life, you don't waste the energy of your life, and you don't waste the resources of your life. Through wisdom, you exist purposefully and you maximize and actualize your destiny. Number three, please focus here. That wisdom is living in today with tomorrow in mind. The other people say, let us eat and drink for tomorrow we die. No. Wisdom is living in today with tomorrow in mind. Alright? You live in today, but tomorrow is at the back of your mind. Even though scripture says sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, meaning that don't worry. Don't let your mind be occupied with worry over tomorrow. It's not saying don't plan for tomorrow. It's only saying don't worry. You are not permitted to worry, but you are empowered to plan. Am I communicating? And there is a difference. You use the same mind to worry and the same mind to plan. It's a matter of choice. You say, make the choice against worrying and make the choice for planning. It's living in today with tomorrow in mind. It's living in today while planning for tomorrow. It is using the blessing of today to tackle the burdens of tomorrow. Very important. Please add that to your writing when you do so. Number four. Wisdom is the capacity to utilize what is available in order to realize what is desirable. That is the capacity to move from where you are with what you have to where you desire to be. Lord, show me what to do to move from where I am with what I have to where I desire to be. And then finally, wisdom is the capacity to minimize stress and maximize success through focusing on core leadership responsibilities while delegating operational areas to available and capable human resources. What is the way of wisdom? Very, very quickly, number one is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. If you don't fear God, you have not begun yet in the school of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33, Proverbs 15 and in verse 33, he said, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. If you want to be instructed in wisdom, you want to fear the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord about? I mentioned something about the fear of the Lord being holy and healthy, reverence and respect for God in the first service. But for this service, let me say it like this. The fear of God is living in the consciousness of the reality of God. Living in the consciousness of the reality of God. Living in the consciousness of the reality of God. It is living like you know that God is real and He watches you. You live like someone who knows that God is real and God watches you. Those who don't fear God live as if God does not exist, and they live as if God does not watch. If you want to begin in the school of wisdom, you live in the consciousness of God's reality, and you live like God is real and God watches you. Number two secret of wisdom is the word of God. The word of God. In Proverbs chapter 8 and, Jeremiah chapter 8 and in verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 8 and in verse 9. It said, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken low. They have rejected the word of the Lord. And for that purpose, what wisdom is in them? You cannot reject the word of the Lord and retain the wisdom of God. Because the word of God and the wisdom of God are one. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and in verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4. He said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, the statutes and the commandments. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Keep what God said to you and do them. So what is wisdom from the word? Hearing and doing the word of God equals wisdom. Hearing and doing the word of God equals wisdom. Equals wisdom. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. He said, therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Hearing and doing the word of God equals wisdom. So, the wisdom of God, wisdom comes by the fear of God, wisdom comes by the word of God, and number three, by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 9. He said, and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the Spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and in verse 2, he said, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and that Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. When you are connected to the Spirit of God, you are connected to the Spirit of wisdom. Whether by praying in the Spirit, worshipping in the Spirit, or being led by the Spirit, you are connected to the Spirit of wisdom. Somebody here who is set to manifest the wisdom of God, say a loud amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I thank you today for your instruction in the realm of wisdom. I thank you. Stand on your feet and say, Father, I thank you for your wisdom, for your wisdom instruction to my life today. I know, Lord, that I can never be the same. Thank you for this flow of wisdom in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. In a short while from now, we shall embark upon some intercession. But before we do that, I want to bring you the report from our conference in London this weekend. Give the Lord a praise as you show us the clip of the Revival Glory Conference in London. Let's go. In the name of Jesus, I command the paralysis to go. I command the broken bones to be healed. I command the pains to go. I command the weakness to go. In Jesus' name, so leg up like I'm doing now. One, two, one, two. Walk forward. Walk forward right from the back there. See, Mama. Walk forward. Are you just watching people? Ay, 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 ay. Lift it all higher. Show us how you were resting on that leg. Show us how you were resting on that leg. That was how you were walking before. For how long? For 3 years. Now run there and show the devil you can walk now. Are you just looking like that? Glory, 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 glory. Mobility and speech issue. Say amen. Child could not walk and could not speak. That was the wheelchair. The wheelchair they pushed him to come.
Stood up by herself.
Over 10 years. Mama, let's go. Are you just looking like that? Are you just looking?
I will really pay.
Two motorized wheelchairs. Crutches.
Let the devil see it and cry.
My mind is here.
And I am well.
I am well.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Fire, 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 fire.
Let the fire.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Power. Shiva gada 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 gada. Fresh. Something is on you. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Come closer, my fire. Something is upon you. Fire is upon you. Ah! Fire! Shiga like a lita. Open your mouth and say, fire! He covered a ya 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 ya.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
Yeah. You can move now. I don't know what has covered your life and destiny. After this conference, you shall step out. Hey! Power! The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Stand upon your feet to the louder shout of victory. Loudmost shout of victory. In Luke chapter 17 verse 10, and then so 10, 17 and 19, he said, "Behold, I give." He said, "The 70 return back with joy, and behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So much happened at that conference. People came from everywhere. Lift your voice and we shall pray now. Say, Father, thank you, for the conference, in London. Thank you, for lives that were healed and touched. Today, we take authority over every spirit of retaliation and counter-attack. We nullify every reprisal attack regarding this conference by the blood of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. We nullify every Jagalayade. We take authority over every reprisal attack, over every retaliation, over every counter attack, over every agenda of the enemy. Regarding this conference, we declare you nullified. We declare you canceled. We declare you frustrated. We declare you reversed. In the name of Jesus. Zelo baradagayadada. Le keste perenta sabila baradino gogolalasa. Zelo baradigamalalasa. Zaradagaladagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagamalagam precious name. Place the second prayer point. Father, thank you for this moment. We give you the praise. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. It said there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand for your life, for my family. Pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
today
I decree,
we decree
the dismantling
of every agenda
and device
of the enemy
against my life,
my family,
against everyone
connected, associated
with my life,
against everyone
connected, associated
with the church,
with dynamics,
with our nation,
every agenda
and device
of the enemy
in this season,
we decree. Clear
you,
dismantle,
destroy
in the name of Jesus.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
We decree
the dismantling
of every agenda
and every
device
of the enemy.
Let the
perete settle in.
Reta
sakola baya da 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 da.
We decree
the dismantling
of every
agenda
of the enemy,
every
device
of the enemy
against
my life,
against
my family,
against
everyone
connected,
associated,
against
the church,
we command
you plans destroyed
and dismantled.
In the
name
of
Jesus,
lift your voice.
1
Kings chapter 18
verse 24.
And call ye
on the name of your
God.
And I will
call on the name of
the Lord.
And the God
that answered
by fire,
let
him be God.
And all
the people answered and
said, it is well
spoken.
We are going to
set on fire
every demonic
altar.
Altar of
bloodshed.
Altar of
destruction.
Wastage of
life in our
nation.
Lift your voice and
say, Father,
we
call on your
fire.
On every
blood socket.
Altar
in Nigeria.
Oh,
you blood sucking
agent of
the devil.
We command
you.
Be
roasted
by fire.
Every
blood sucking
altar
and their
high priest
in Nigeria.
We
command you
in the name of
Jesus.
Catch fire.
Open
your mouth and pray.
Every blood sucking altar in Nigeria, we command you to catch fire. Every blood sucking altar in Nigeria, we command you to catch fire. Every blood sucking altar in Nigeria, we command you to catch fire. Every blood sucking altar in Nigeria, we command you to catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 7. Verse 9, all the way to verse 17. When I read the first verse, this verse you read the next. Or rather, let's read it all together. We decree that the wickedness and wicked people in this nation shall cease to succeed. Read it together, one to go. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the heart and the reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will wet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and he has fallen into the ditch which he has made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pit. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Somebody shout aloud, amen. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that this scripture
will be the portion
of the wicked
in Nigeria.
We ask
that your ordained instrument
of judgment
and arrows
of destruction
and vengeance
will be the
portion
of the wicked
in Nigeria
in this
season.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
we ask
that
this scripture,
Psalm
7 verse 9
to 17,
will be
the portion
of the wicked
in Nigeria.
We ask
that
your ordained
instrument
of judgment
and arrows
of
vengeance
and destruction
will be
the portion
of
the wicked
in
Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
open your mouth
and pray.
Father,
we ask
that this scripture
will be
the portion
of the wicked
in Nigeria.
We ask
that your ordained
instrument
of judgment,
arrows
of vengeance,
will be
the portion
of the
wicked
in
Nigeria,
Lord. In Jesus' precious name,
I'm going to ask for a baptism of the Spirit of Wisdom. The Lord has answered these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I make demand
on the baptism
of the Spirit
of wisdom.
I receive
fresh wisdom
today.
A baptism
of the
Spirit
of wisdom.
I receive
it
now
in the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Precious name, it is done. Lift your hands and give him the praise. We're going up to the high places. While that song is on, everywhere you are today, in need of forgiveness for your sins, in need of surrender of your life, anywhere you are, pray the prayer with me. You are saying, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All those who pray that prayer, wherever you are, can I see your hand? God bless you. Plenty hands everywhere. Wave it again. Now, I'd like you to be the very first. Oh, wow. A crowd is here. I want you to be the very first to come out tonight, today. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the frontier. Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom now. Everywhere you are, quickly rush forward. I'll give you the count of seven. Be the first to come. One. Two, come.
Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down.
We're going up to the high places. We're going.
A crowd is coming.
We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're going up to the high places. We're going up. Who's prepared? I shall believe.
Keep coming, keep coming.
Who's prepared?
Will you believe?
I shall believe.
I tell you something. Who's prepared?
Will you believe?
I shall believe. Who's prepared?
Will you believe?
I shall believe.
Is on anywhere you are. You have given your life to Christ like this before, but you need to make your ways right because you are bound by smoking, bound by tobacco, bound by alcohol. There is something that has chained your life down, and you want that chain broken. Pick your Bibles and your bags and come. Tobacco smoking, alcoholism, marijuana, Indian hemp, lying, cheating, gambling, duping, fraud, whatever kind of life it is, and you want to be free from it, carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and step forward here and be free right now. Be free from addiction. Be free from that which bound you and chained you. I'll give you the count of seven, and you rush forward quickly. One.
Going up to the high places.
Quickly, two.
Going up to the high places.
Clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat, people. This is Crusade Crowd Altar Call. Place your right hand on your chest. Those of you standing, I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.